And I want to thank the evangelicals, because without the evangelicals, I could not have won this nomination. The evangelicals have been unbelievable. I dominated with the evangelicals. A lot of people were surprised. They say, he's not perfect. But you know what? They know I'm going to get the job done, and they're really smart. And I said, for the evangelicals that we're going to do something that nobody's even tried to do. You have the Johnson Amendment passed by Lyndon Johnson and his group. And he was a powerful president. He knew how to get things done. He got bogged down in a war that was a disaster and it destroyed him. But he was a powerful president. And we call it the Johnson Amendment, where you are just absolutely shunned if you're evangelical, if you want to talk religion. You lose your tax-exempt status. We put into the platform, we're going to get rid of that horrible Johnson Amendment. And we're going to let evangelicals, we're going to let Christians and Jews and people of religion talk without being afraid to talk. I saw this. I had so many great leaders so many times up to my office. The top, the absolute top evangelical leaders, Christian leaders, Jewish leaders. Believe it or not, some Muslim leaders. People are going to be surprised to hear that. I had the top leaders up to my office. And I said, why is it that you're so powerful as an individual, and yet when you get out there, you're sort of timid? And they didn't know how to answer the question. And it took 2-3 meetings before I figured it out. One great, great gentleman that everybody knows, but whose name I will not reveal, said, Mr. Trump, we live in fear in our churches and our synagogues. We live in fear that we're going to lose our tax-exempt status if we say anything that's even slightly political. And I looked out the window. I was in Trump Tower, and I pointed to people walking down the street. I said, well, they have the right to speak, but you don't. That means they're more powerful than you are. We have to do something about it. How did it start? How did it start? And they said it started because of Lyndon Johnson. And he actually had a problem in Texas with a certain religious leader. And he did this, and he got it done. And we're going to undo it so that religious leaders in this country and those unbelievable people, and not because they backed me in such large numbers, but so that religion can again have a voice, because religion's voice has been taken away. And we're going to change that. Okay? All right. Back to Mike Pence.